Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. May I please have the zip code on the account? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Hi,
14613. Could you please provide me with the first and last name on the account?
Wendy Kauf.
I'm sorry, ladies. See, my computer wants to act slow on Monday.
That's all right.
You said cough, C-O-L-L?
C, like golf, but with a C. So C as in cat, O as in Oscar, L as in Larry, F as in Frank.
Thank you so much for that. And for security purposes, can you please verify the address for me?
28 Bryan Street, Rochester, New York, 14613.
Thank you. Located your account. I do see where you made a purchase for our height watch. How can I assist you today?
So, for what?
Our Hype watch, our smart, our health watch, smart watch.
Yeah, I got an offer for a free watch. I just had to pay the shipping, $10. I got charged $60. And
that was the full price for that product, plus the shipping and handling.
It said it was, I have a picture of it. I took a picture of it. That's not what the picture says.
The terms and conditions you agreed to before proceeding through checkout did state that you were going to be billed full price for that product if you did not call to cancel within your trial period.
Oh, I don't recall seeing that, but I can send it back.
Let's see here.
That watch ain't worth no $60.
Okay, it looks like you've already spoken with someone in our company regarding that, and they stated that the chargeback was final, so there was nothing that we could do on our end regarding those charges.
Yeah, she put me on an infinite hold.
Yes.
I don't want to be charged. I don't want any more charges.
You're not going to be billed any more charges. It was only a one-time charge.
Okay, and how do I return it to get the $60 back?
You won't receive your $60 back because you're in a chargeback. You've contacted your bank regarding that, so you won't be able to get a refund from our company.
A $60 refund for a watch that don't work?
Ma'am?
Yeah?
I didn't hear you.
I said I got a $60. I paid $60 for a watch that doesn't work. I paid $70 because I paid $10, and I have a picture. It says free.
You had to pay for the shipping, correct?
No, it said I only had to pay the shipping.
Yes, ma'am. That was a promotional trial the company was offering at that
right.
time, where they were only shipping the product out for shipping and handling to the customers, giving the customer 14 days to receive the product to see if that's a product that the customer liked or not, and only ask of the customers to call to cancel if that was a product they didn't like to avoid being billed on a monthly subscription. I mean, not on a monthly subscription, I'm sorry, on a one-time charge for that watch.
I bet you get a lot of your phone calls, don't you?
Ma'am?
Yes?
I didn't hear you say you bad at what now?
I bet you get a lot of people calling about this, don't you?
About the watches? Well, I get a lot of cancellations, a lot of people to call in to cancel so that they won't be billed.
Well,
I have a lot of counsel. I have a lot of counseling calls. A lot of people that's counseling out their trial, so that they won't get billed.
Yeah, because it's dishonest.
No, they're aware of the terms and conditions they agreed to, so they're calling in to counsel so that they won't be billed.
So you're not going to give me a refund for a broken watch?
I am. I do apologize, but that's. You contacted your bank, and it was in chargeback, so we can't do anything.